Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the investigative journalism program where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? I'm your host, Brian Thompson. Today, I am bringing you a special presentation of a lost episode of this very program. Some number of years ago, I attempted to spread awareness of McDonald's pizza via the art of skywriting. Following standard journalistic practices, I telephoned a skywriting company to see if they could help me with my plan. Almost immediately after this episode was published, I was contacted by the person at the company with whom I spoke. She was concerned that our discussion touched upon sensitive information regarding her skywriting company's rates and operating procedures. In the interest of protecting this information from the prying ears of her competitors, she kindly requested that the episode be unpublished. I happily complied, as she included the word please in her request. But afterward, it occurred to me that since I simply called her company's publicly listed telephone number and asked questions, there is nothing stopping her competitors from doing the same. Be that as it may, this episode of the program has been locked in the proverbial vault for quite a long time. So long, in fact, that I believe the statute of limitations on the removal request has expired. I now present to you this long-lost episode of Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, presented here in its original form, save for the removal of any identifying details. Welcome to Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's, the investigative journalism program, or IJP, where I ask the question, whatever happened to the pizza at McDonald's? Brought to you by Grandy's Homestyle Cooking. I'm your host, Brian Thompson. As readers of our electronic mail newsletter know, I recently suffered a setback when, after spending many thousands of dollars installing a new swimming pool at my Hollywood Hills property, I was unable to go swimming due to finding a dead bug in the water. This was just the latest metaphorical cherry-shaped piece of garbage on top of the dumpster-like sundae that has been my last few weeks. After being rebuffed in my efforts to present an educational presentation about McDonald's pizza at a high school, a public pool, and in front of screenings of the blockbuster children's film Incredible 2, I found myself nearly at the end of my wits. But as I lounged in my lounger, while the bleach boy I hired bleached my pool, I stared into the sky and was immediately struck by an epiphany. There is a technique for spreading an educational message to a large number of people via the carefully placed pollution of an airplane, a technique known as skywriting.
Hi.
Hello, my name is Brian
Thompson. What's your name?
My name is Brian Thompson.
Brian.
Hello?
Can you hear me, Brian? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, you seem to be answering my questions before I'm even finished asking them.
Oh, I haven't asked anything yet. I just said, hi, Brian.
Oh, okay. Well, I was just wondering if I could hire a skywriter to deliver a message in the sky.
We can do that for you. When are you wanting to do this?
As soon as possible. The message I would like to be written in the sky is, do you know McDonald's used to serve pizza? Well, it is true. They indeed did serve pizza.
Okay, so do you know, well, that's going to be long for a banner, unless shorten that copy at all. The only option with something that long is going to be, well, either abbreviate, we can do it on a banner, you get up to 35 letters, we could push it probably to about maybe close to 40. That's option one. Or hire the fleet. I don't know if you want to spend $15,000. I don't know what kind of budget you have.
Well, I do have a lucrative sponsorship, but it's with a different company. It's with a fast food chain called Grandy's. And I feel like if Grandy's was going to sponsor this message, they would want something about themselves in it, which would make it even longer. So I'm a bit stuck between a rock and something that's quite hard.
So let me ask you this, would this other person that might be able to consider doing it, could we do both? Do a little bit of maybe one area to promote theirs to something and then completely go somewhere else to do yours so it's not confused to be one with the other?
Well, how about this message? Do you know McDonald's used to serve pizza? Well, it is true. They indeed did serve pizza. This message is not brought to you by McDonald's. This message is brought to you by Grandy's Homestyle Cooking. But that's quite long.
It is, but what we can do, here's the thing with something like that. I mean, I'd have to count, because you said a lot, so I'd have to count how many letters that is. So with sky typing, for example, we can do 25 letters in 2.5 minutes.
I see.
So if your message is, and let's say it's 50 letters or 70 letters, or you can abbreviate a little bit, you know, instead of writing Y-O-U, we can do the letter U, you know, things like that. So we can get the message up. We could put that all, let's say, circle around downtown LA. We can do a big 360 and do the entire message so everyone would see it. You would be able to probably read up to 50 letters in the sky at one time.
What happens if the letters blow away?
Well, they will blow away because they're always, you know, they dissipate, if you would. But usually, depending on the winds, we generally can do up to 25 letters will be visible, for example, anywhere from 4 to 7 minutes, 25 letters. So we could do your 50 letters if it's, you know, if it's not real windy. I think we'd be able to see all of that or close to all of it at once.
I see.
Just the beginning might, will start tapering off. Good. Yeah, I mean, so I would say if you can, you know, abbreviate some of that message, that will help when we go to deliver those messages for them.
Pardon me while I take a moment to think about an abbreviation.
Sure.
What about this? What about McDP? Which would stand for McDonald's Pizza? Yes. Do you think that that would convey the message? Or do you think that would be confusing?
No, I think you need to put McDonald's up there. I think we need to put the word, not McD, because I don't know. I don't think, because one thing is we're going to do it all in caps.
Yes, that would be very confusing.
Yeah. So
would it be possible to just draw the golden arches, the famous golden arches, and then draw a slice of pizza beside it?
I didn't think about that. Well, the golden arches are going to be white, obviously. But what would the pizza look like? Big.
I would say
like
classic
a,
slice,
like
triangular, possibly with a pepperoni or two.
I don't know if we can do that. I'd have to check because everything we do gets this tool, though. I like that. That's very cool.
Thank you.
I mean, I think your words are great. If we can either abbreviate or make it more...
Well, when I think skywriting, I think actual cloud-based letters in the sky, not necessarily a banner strung behind an airplane. I want it to look like that scene in the film The Wizard of Oz where the old lady writes the message to the dog girl.
Mm-hmm. Surrender. Dorothy Surrender.
Correct.
That was the word. Yeah, so... Or Surrender Dorothy, I should say. So that's single skywriting. So, obviously, real skywriting, you wouldn't... You know, like, we did Surrender Bob. I don't know if you remember what was going on, but...
Someone named Bob?
The governor down in... Yeah, it was San Diego when they had the governor, and they wanted him to get off because he had done some kind of child molestation and all this stuff. So we ended up hiding in San Diego. Yeah, it was a mess. So we got hired out by a radio station. We did Surrender Bob, and we skytyped it all over. But that was very powerful. But to write Surrender Bob would not have all been visible at once.
Okay, well, now I'm growing uncomfortable because now I think that possibly skywriting might be associated with this gentleman, Bob, and his crimes.
Oh, no, they were done in different places, different cities. One was in San Diego, the one was L.A. No, we do a lot with skytyping. We don't just do that. We use it for so many different elements of promotions and visibility and, you know, announcements and we've done movie releases. We've done work for Ellen DeGeneres.
Who was she asking to surrender?
No one. She didn't do anything with surrender. She just needed to know, like, we did something for her wedding anniversary. Every year we did one, then next year we did two, then we did three. We did Skywrite. We just Skywrite whatever people want, but no one really, that was such an old campaign, Surrender Boss. That was, like, several years ago.
What about this message?
Probably, like,
surrender your idea that McDonald's never served pizza. Please.
McDonald's never served pizza. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So it's almost about 45-ish letters. I think I lost count on a couple of that, but that's close between. So to skytype that, we'd be doing that. It'd probably take us about 5 minutes. What's going to happen is people are going to be Googling and wanting to know what this means. So the more vague it is like this is quite interesting, the more they're going to be inquiring. So I always recommend, if you're interested, maybe to have an hashtag in there so that you've got some social media to direct that to, and they can find you if you are trying to make a statement on what this means and what it's all about.
That's a very good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I would need to think of a hashtag.
Well, it's going to drive people. I mean, you're going to have over 2 million people who are going to see this. They're going to wonder what this. What I mean, sometimes they get it, but they're not going to understand this. So they're going to be taking pictures. You're going to get a lot of pictures. You're going to get a lot of press. You know, you're going to get a lot of interest and people wanting to understand what this is. And that's what's cool about sometimes doing these things. It just surprises sometimes, and then it takes off. So
if I added hashtag very important, would that add to the cost?
No, because you've got up to 250 letters, so you can do whatever you want with those, any way, which way you want, and we can put any of those letters anywhere you want.
Let me contact my benefactors and see what my budget is for this, and I will be in touch.
Okay. I want us to look at weather, because if we want to do this ASAP, let's just make sure we've got a super perfect day, because I want it to be blue skies for you. So,
Yes, I did consult the Old Farmer's Almanac, and there's nothing in there about inclement weather.
Okay, good. It all looked good?
Yes.
And you saw it? Good. So we could probably shoot for Friday.
Okay. Well, I may have the budget also to contract with some sort of government agency to cloud seed or weather modify in some capacity, but I would have to do more research about that.
What do you mean?
Weather modification?
To help them participate.
I was listening to Coast to Coast AM with George Norrie the other day, and he mentioned something about weather modification and the government's ability to do it. I don't really know any more details than that because my radio ran out of batteries, but I will look into it.
Yeah, I don't know anything about that.
So surrender your idea that McDonald's never served pizza, please, hashtag very important. Got
it. Yeah, that's pretty cool. I like the idea that it's surrender, because that's a lot about what skywriting is. You know, you've seen it in the Dorothy, you've seen it where surrendering means that. So that's interesting.
Yeah, did it work for the gentleman, Bob, by the way, the criminal? Did he turn himself in?
Yep. Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good to know there are results. Thank you so much.
Great. I'll let our team know. You're welcome. Thank you, Brian.
Well, thank you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Today's episode of Whatever Happened to Pizza at McDonald's is brought to you by, well, Grandy's, of course.
Do you know what happened to pizza at McDonald's? Do you remember it? Please send all correspondence to pizza@mcdonalds@gmail.com. To support the show, please join my Patreon at patreon.com/pizzaatmcd's for exclusive benefits. And for more information, including important announcements, useful links, etc., visit pizzaatmcdonalds.com. Thank you to my invaluable Patreon producers, David Friedman, Grant Bacon, Isabella Zelazkowski, Jacob Ford, Joe Kajic, Kimberly King, Kyle Tarock, Pam Gabriel, Troy Babs, Will, Andrew Duffy, Andrew Ahmed Johnson Rubin, Billy Jean, Brad Allen Thompson, Felix Dooley, Feral Housecat, Gerald Lewis, Swamp Rat Maplethorpe, Jay Poop, Calvin Thomas, Kat Resney, Kim Podelsnick, Laurel Paul, Mel, Mitchell Kordick, Opus Mareschi, Polly Egan, Dan Dreyer, Nicole Besta, and Ryan Guggenmaus. I'm Brian Thompson, investigative journalist.